Okay, good. Then there's a little animal that looks something like a squirrel, but it doesn't have a bushy tail, and it just runs along the ground, has stripes on its back.
A chipmunk?
Mm-hmm. And then what kinds of fish would you get around here?
Fish, I don't know, trout, maybe? I don't know.
Do you fish?
No.
Well, what are some fish, freshwater fish? Other than trout?
Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Carp.
Mm-hmm. How about some snakes? Especially kinds that you might have in this area.
Garden snakes. I don't know if they have any here, but rattlesnakes. Water moccasins.
Is that about it?
Cobra.
I don't think cobra is a snake.
Oh, a constrictor.
No,
I know those are not here, but I can't think of it.
Well, what do you call the thing that pearls grow in?
A clam.
Or something that's like a clam that you eat in stew. Starts with an O.
Oyster.
And then there's another kind of seafood that's got a little tail and it's a little curled pink thing.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought several of those, you'd say, I bought several.
Shrimp. Okay.
And then the thing that croaks in the marshes would be a
frog.
And the great big one is a
bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. And how about a little tiny one that maybe gets in the trees?
Toad. I don't know.
How about a kind that's on dry land that they say gives you warts?
Just a frog.
Then what would you use if you're going fishing to bait your hook?
Shrimp to bait.
I think they do use shrimp, but what's something else, the little wiggly thing?
I don't know.
The stuff that grow in the ground, you know, you dig up.
Oh, worms.
Yeah, what kinds of worms are they?
Earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Any others? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, then the hard-shelled thing that pulls in its legs and its head is a
turtle.
And do you know a name for one on land?
A terrapin?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a land turtle called a gopher?
No.
You'll hear that in South Georgia and Florida and Alabama and Mississippi. You really will. I don't believe that myself, but no, they really say that. Kind of thing, it looks a little like a lobster, but it's smaller, and you get it in fresh water. You might pick up a rock and it will swim away backwards.
Crawdad?
That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it.
Candlefly.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kinds of insects that get in your clothes and eat them?
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And the bug that flies at night and has a light in its tail?
Oh, a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. And then one that's long and thin-bodied and has two pairs of shiny wings, and it doesn't hurt you. They say it eats mosquitoes.
Dragonfly?
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other name for that? Did you ever hear mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
No.
Or snake feeder? Okay. No. What are some stinging insects?
Wasp, hornet. Maybe that's the same thing. I don't know.
I think they're different. I don't know the difference, but I think they're different.
Honeybees, I guess they do. I don't know.
The Georgia Tech football mascot is the
Yellow Jacket.
Mm-hmm. And, you said wasp in the singular. You would have several.
Wasps.
Okay. And the insect that bites in the summer makes you itch. All over the place, usually, when it's wet especially.
Mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. And there's a little insect that might get under your skin if you walked in the woods and raised wells.
Ticks? I don't know.
I don't think it's quite the same as a tick. It's that idea. Chigger or red bug?
Chigger. I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the insect that hops along in the grass is a...
grasshopper.
Obviously. And there's a small fish that you might use for bait. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Minnow, do you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you say
minnow?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ever call that anything else like, whoops?